the convention. And we are here and we are live. 365 days have gone by. We give you all the glory. Thank you for your protection that has been very, very mighty. Thank you for food on our tables.
For the last 1 year, we did not walk naked.
Thank you for clothes on our back. None of us slept under the bridge. Thank you for roof over our heads. At least we are in the sanctuary. We are not in the mortuary. Daddy, we are grateful. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. In this short word of exhortation, please speak to us. Of a sure thing, we are in the season of, and God said, please speak to us in Jesus' name. And give us a heart of thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. And put your hands together for the choir. Hallelujah. What was the topic of our last Thanksgiving service? I can't hear you. Who dash monkey banana? You know what that tells me? That tells me that you're alive and well. 30 days has rolled by, and the Lord Almighty has given us grace to be here again. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There's a saying in Yoruba that says, "Eyan gbele ara e ko forun ro." Is that true of my elders? Only in your gbere ara e ko forun ro. One man so be abi. Show Tony. What the saying is in English, just literally, is that when you stay in your house, you are safe. Abi, is it true? Some people are saying no. Some people are saying yes. Elders, is it true? It was true in the time of the elders, but it's no longer true. But wherever we are, God will keep us safe. We have seen instances of people who, even in their house, trailer will just enter. It has happened. We have seen instances of houses collapsing over the head of the occupants. Wherever you are, God will keep you safe. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1 to 7. It is a very short exhortation. I'll be asking a couple of questions and then we'll stand up and we'll dance. 1 Kings 21, 1 to 7. It's a story you know very well. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, had by the palace of Ahab the king of Samaria. That word had means near, very close by. And I have spoken to Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I'll give thee for it a better vineyard than it, for and it, or if it seems good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. Next verse. Naboth said unto Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. Next verse. And Ahab came to his house heavy, and so on and so forth. Now this man Naboth was sitting in his house. Thank you. He was sitting in his house. He did not go and look for trouble. That's why I started with that adage. Naboth was minding his own business, staying in his own house, keeping his own peace, not looking for trouble. Like many of us. And you know now, Jeje long we call law, Abi. Jeje, Legosia, I know they find trouble. That's what they talk.
But trouble came to look for Naboth. By reason of inheritance, he had a portion of a vineyard. He just by inheritance. And this inheritance had been with him for many years. As a matter of fact, he was keeping it for his own children also. But one day, the theme of the message is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So one day the trouble came calling, and the king noticed that let me expand my own garden. And he had nothing to do but to look for the inheritance of Naboth. And when a king notices something about you and he wants it, where the word of the king is, there is power. There is something in your life that you have not valued. That land was lying fallow. It was a valuable land that was not adding value. And when somebody sees something like that, they want to take advantage of it. So the king saw a piece of land that was lying fallow, and he wanted it. And that's where trouble came. There are many things of possession that the enemy has seen in your life. You don't value it, but the enemy values it. And that's the beginning of trouble. What is it that they have seen in me, sir? And that's why David asked in Psalm 3 verse 1, he said, how are they increased that trouble me? What have I done to them to make them, I cannot even know what I've done to them to make them trouble me, but they are increasing that trouble me. It is not as if you have done something to them. It's because they have seen something in you that they want to take. The only one that they will not trouble is the one that's already mentally deranged or dead. But as long as they can peep into the future and see something of value, even though you, the owner, have not seen it, there is potential trouble. And then he negotiated. Give me this land. He said, I won't give you. Even I will pay money. He said, no. God forbid it that I will sell the inheritance of my fathers. Then so the plot increased. The people increased against him. And when you go through these scriptures, you find out that the end of it was that Naboth, he was lied against, he was executed because of something that belongs to him. The enemy notices what you don't notice. The enemy sees what you have not seen. The enemy is fighting you because of one thing. I hope by now you're already thinking of what that thing is. There is that thing that is important. There is that thing that is valuable. There is that thing that will change the future of your generation that you have not noticed. But there are some people that see ahead of you. They have noticed it. So don't ask the question that David asked in Psalm 3 verse 1, that how are they increased that trouble me? The problem starts only with the king. Thereafter, the wife of the king joined in the plot. And the wife of the king told the king, say, you are the king of this land. Go and sleep by tomorrow. This garden is yours free of charge. So the woman recruited other people. She wrote a letter. He said, lift Naboth on high Celebrate Naboth. Oh, say good things about Naboth. Celebrate him in your community that is a good man. Thereafter, set men to lie against him. And they lied against him. And the end of it was that because of that particular important thing, they stoned him to death. I'm praying for you in the name of the Lord. That important thing will not lead to your death. That valuable possession, your children, your job, even though people are envying you, the Lord will defend you. So David asks, Psalm 3 verse 1, please. How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. You know the reason now. The next verse, verse 2. Engineering, please. Verse 2. Many there be, we say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. In other words, many have consigned you that there's no help. But help is coming your way. Even as you go for this convention, help will locate you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Verse 3, as we are beginning to round up. But thou, O Lord, am I what? My shield, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Ah, I love that scripture. Don't ever forget it, too. Just be singing it. Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, are my shield. And that's where their trouble has come. Because despite all, in the last year, between last convention and this convention, the Lord has been your shield. It's not as if arrows didn't come. It's not as if weapons were not fashioned. You see, the word no weapon fashioned, I just realized that it's the weapon made for your size. You know when they say go to fashion designer, Abby? It will measure you. It will, even at a point, it will tell you to come and fit. Abby? That weapon was meant for your size. But despite the fact that it was meant for your size, the Lord said it will not prosper. And the reason why you are alive and well now is because it did not prosper. And why it did not prosper is because it's your shield. It will continue to be your shield. Now, let me ask you, what is this shielding? See it on the board, though. What is this shielding? It's shielding your glory. It's my shield. Because what they are after is actually your glory. But then it is your shield. And it will continue to be your shield. It's shielding your glory so that... Help me finish it now. It's on the board, though. So that your head can be lifted up. He has made a shield round about you so that enemy cannot touch your glory. Knowing that if enemy touches your glory, the head can no longer be lifted up. And therefore, he has shielded you in the last 1 year. Your glory has not been touched in the last 1 year. Let me even say in the last 70 years because of our Pedro. Can you imagine God shielding a glory for 70 years? It was not 70 arrows, though. Daily arrows were fashioned. But God shielded you for 70 good years. Oh, Batiki Yisun. Talo Dabi Reo. Alagba. Okay. Ekpano eno. Oh, the thanksgiving. God is wonderful. 70 good years of close range arrows. Measured for you. As tall as you are, I won't measure it. But God shielded you. Glory be to God forevermore. So that he can still continue to be the lifter up of your head.
And it will continue to lift up your heads. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do you now see the reason why we must thank him? Oh. You see, if they touch your glory, you are gone. Any glory that is touched cannot sit down like mommy with combined together like this. Glory that is touched, you will see that this one has been touched. Want to kowobo? Red shoe, left leg red, right leg green. Want to kowobo? God will continue to shield us. Now, do you now see why we should thank the Lord? Number one is our shield. Number two is our glory. Number three is the lifter up of our head. Rise up on your feet now. The word of God said in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Without the shield, there can't be a reward. And therefore, if you are here this morning, there's been no reward because there's been no shield. Are you following me this morning? If you notice that there's been no reward, it's because there's been no shield. And there's no shield because you have not given your life to him. Because whoever will come to him, he will not cast away. He won't cast out. I'm extending an invitation to you this morning. Wherever you are, and you have not given your life to him, you are exposed. And that means anytime the devil is hungry, he can go and carry you and make pepper soup of your life. And the Lord has brought you this morning to this sanctuary so to save you and be your shield. So while all eyes are closed, apart from the eye of witches and wizards that are in the house, you want to give your life to Jesus, just wave to me wherever you are and come down quickly. This is your turning point. This is your hour of salvation. Anyone in the house, you know you are exposed because the shield is not there. And you want to give your life to him now and tell him to become your shield. Can I see your hand up wherever you are? Please, I'm begging you. The Lord is able to protect that which is committed into his hands. I pray for you between now and next year, you will not die. Oh, ni gbele eko forun ro. But please give your life to him. It's quite very important. All right, I want to take the seed of faith now. And the reason for this seed of faith, number one, is because God has kept us alive up till now. And I'm using it as a point of contact for North Convention. In other words, God will keep you alive till next convention. I can assure you of that in Jesus' name. We'll take one verse of song. You will bring out that seed of faith and wave it before the Lord. It's a commitment that God, that has kept you up till now, will keep you till next convention. I'm not even saying December. I'm not saying January. I'm saying next convention. If you agree with me, bring out your seed of faith. Engineering, give me that song. Oh Lord, our help in ages past. Olorun odun to koja. You just take the first verse and you wave it unto the Lord. Our shelter from the storming blast. There's a shelter. There's a storming blast. If you know what has happened between last convention and this convention, you will thank God. Bring out your seed of faith. Wait, choir. Let them bring out that seed of faith. We want to wave it as a protection, as a shield for the next 12 years, for the next 12 months. I know that God is faithful. And whatever we committed to his hands is able to keep beyond that date. You need envelopes, talk to the ushers, they'll give you an envelope. You are going to be prophetically singing and prophetically declaring that is our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Are we ready? All right then. And begin to prophesy that the Lord will keep you and your family. No weapon fashioned against you in the next 12 months shall prosper.